From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Did four major banks target minorities for high-risk mortgages in Miami Gardens? Well, that's what the city is alleging in a lawsuit. Miami Gardens argues that J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Bank of America violated the Fair Housing Act by targeting minorities with predatory lending. Lance Dixon is covering the story for the Miami Herald. He tells us that Miami Gardens claims the actions of these banks hurt the city as a whole.
Because of the multiple foreclosures, they had to use city resources in order to improve the neighborhoods where these multiple foreclosed homes were. They claim affected their property values, and so they lost that revenue as well.
Miami and Los Angeles have filed similar lawsuits. The banks deny any wrongdoing, but they have settled similar cases in the past for hundreds of millions of dollars. GI Bill is a term most often heard in documentaries about post-World War II America, but in Florida, it's very current. A new law known as the Florida GI Bill went into effect just yesterday. It provides university tuition waivers for military veterans. Department of Veterans Affairs spokesman Steve Murray says the law will promote the hiring of vets because of their training and character.
They come with the discipline, the motivation. You know, they're very focused individuals. They're punctual. And so these are just the type of people that employers love to have on their payroll.
Florida has the third largest veteran population in the country, with more than 1.5 million military veterans. In related news, Florida International University will now partner with Veterans Affairs Medical Centers in Miami. But as Wilson Serre tells us, this partnership does not stem from mounting criticism of the nation's VA system.
The more than $8 million grant from Veterans Affairs means the nursing school at Florida International University can accept an extra 160 students over the next 5 years. More faculty will be brought in, adding a curricular focus on how to care for post-combat veterans. The partnership offers hands-on experience for budding nurses to engage with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injuries, suicide prevention, and limb loss. Sharon Simon is the director of undergraduate nursing at FIU.
A lot of nurses, they're highly educated when they graduate from our program, but there is a learning curve once they start practicing nursing. And this internship will be for a year to help them become totally sufficient, confident, and excellent at what they do.
And maybe get a job with the VA after graduation. Though it's coming to Miami now amidst criticism of how the VA has run its hospitals, the partnership program has been around since 2007. The University of Florida and the University of South Florida have both partnered with the VA for this program in the past. I'm Wilson Serre in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.